Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? What an encouraging word today from Psalm 27. Hey, Fred, good to fellowship with you. Happy Sunday this January. The 17th, 2016. I hope that you are having a wonderful and blessed weekend. My name is Joey Kroll, and Sunday worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, today is absolutely no different whatsoever. We're going to continue to magnify and lift up the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Right now it's Brandon Heath, and It Is Well With My Soul.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you taught me to say, it is well.
My
a new twist on a favorite hymn right there. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. Just the other day, my wife and I, Aubrey and I, had a chance to just book our nice little getaway for Valentine's weekend, and we're going up to Chicago and just enjoy downtown, the Magnificent Mile, so looking forward to that for sure. Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6 says, "Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them." You know, friend, our joy and our hope can be as steady as the sunrise, even when the happenings around us are transitioning from wonderful to tragic. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness.
We've come to focus on the living word, King Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Hey, yeah, when you have some time today or this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Yeah, I just got a brand new Facebook page about 4 months ago, give or take. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Would love to connect with you. 2 Timothy 1:7, I love this. It says, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Friend, no matter what you're going through, know the Lord is in control and refuse to be shaken in your faith. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be
That's right. I hope you're blessed today by listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll spending some time with you today. And A.B. Simpson, a former theologian and pastor who's now home with the Lord, he said one time, "One touch of Christ is worth a lifetime of struggling."
Come to the Lord, all who are weary. Come to the Lord, come and find rest. Come to the Lord, hearts that are yearning. Come to the Lord, come and be blessed. For in His presence, His joy overflows. Hope for the heart, strength for the soul.
So let your love song be right.
Yes, come let us worship the Lord, because friend, He is worthy of our praise, worthy of our worship. Music from Shannon Wexelberg right here on this edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And be sure to mark down on your calendar Thursday night, April 7th. I know it seems like it's far away, but the older I get, the more I realize, man, time flies. It really does. You're invited to join us for our 20th birthday extravaganza celebration. Again, Thursday night, April 7th. Festivities being held at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. We're going to have Dr. Erwin Lutzer, also the singing men of GNN, and the Great News Radio Theater Troupe going to be there as well. We're going to have cake, ice cream, desserts, all of that stuff. It all starts at 6 p.m. Now, I encourage you to register on our website, because there's going to be some great giveaways and gift boxes that we're going to be giving to each person for the first 500 in attendance. But you do need to pre-register at greatnewsradio.org and just click on that banner right there on our website. If you don't have access to the web, just call our office at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, friend, I do thank you today for your time and your attention. And as we prepare for a brand new week, I pray that you are reminded that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.